possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
You know, Justin Timberlake has caught some flack saying that his shows have been kind of lame and he's been phoning it in.
Okay.
But he has now released an explanation for why his shows have not been as, enthusiastic and exciting. And he has a pretty good excuse. He shared yesterday that he's been battling health issues and has been diagnosed with Lyme disease. Now, he says he's not telling us that to feel bad for him, but to shed some light on what he's been up against behind the scenes. And he said, living with Lyme disease can be relentlessly debilitating mentally and physically. When he first got the diagnosis, he was shocked, but at least he could understand why he would be on stage and in massive pain or feeling crazy fatigue and sickness. And he didn't want to stop touring because of the joy he got from performing.
Huh.
He finally wrapped his tour up Wednesday and says he's trying to be more transparent about his struggles so they're not misinterpreted.
So he's enjoying the touring part while fans are paying a lot of money to see him sing, and he's not. Have you seen the videos?
I have not.
They basically, he'll say one word of the song and hold the mic out to the audience, and then they sing the rest of
it. Well, that's not right.
See, and if I buy tickets to a show, if you are not going to actually perform, just give me my money back.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money down the drain.
I want my money back. Yeah.
I've got a feeling that won't happen.
Well, Lyme disease is a bacterial infection spread through the bite of an infected black-legged tick. It's the most common tick-borne illness in the United States, and symptoms can include fever, headache, fatigue, and a skin rash. Mm. If left untreated, it can also lead to more serious complications affecting joints, heart, and nervous system, but prompt treatment with antibiotics is usually effective. The problem is, a lot of times they don't diagnose it quickly, so it manages to get a foothold before they can get the antibiotics in and actually knock it down.
This happened to Avril Lavigne, too.
Did it?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if she caught it from Justin Timberlake. They were, like, making out, and then the tick went from her hair to his hair.
They were canoodling.
Those rock stars, too, Hall & Oates, the Daryl Hall guy.
Huh.
Yeah, you know, Daryl Hall, live at Daryl's house. Yeah, he has it, and then he gets up there and he sings. You see, you know, his concerts, he ain't dialing it in.
I feel like he makes a lot of excuses for his actions because he has been in so much trouble these recent years. And he's like, oh, it's Lyme disease. That's why I drove drunk. That's why I did this. That's why I did this. Like,
well, he did say the Lyme disease was one of the reasons why he was so testy and demanding whenever he was on tour because he was already in pain, and so it made him very edgy.
You ever been bit by tick, Tom?
Oh, my.
Why is that so funny?
I just got choked.
Me too, also.
Well, I have been bit by a tick before, but I don't think I got Lyme disease.
My sister had it.
Maybe I do have Lyme disease.
She had Lyme disease?
She did, from a tick.
But you live with that the rest of your life.
I was wondering that too.
If you catch it early with the antibiotics, it's pretty treatable.
Only Lyme disease that Tori's got is margaritas.
Amen.
I know. I remember thinking about a lemon disease.
Oh.
If lime's got theirs.
Limoncello?
Oh, gosh, that's so good. When I was young, I got bit by a tick. And I remember we got home from church, and I was telling my mom I didn't feel good. I was dizzy.
Mm-hmm.
And so she had to help me get my shirt off to climb into bed. Big old tick on my back.
Ooh.
She got it out, and I felt better the next morning.
Was it one that you pick off your dog that looks so big that it's like a mole?
It's been sucking all day.
Oh, my goodness.
So if I'm angry at y'all or short, just know that I got bit by a tick when I was a kid.
Okay.
Oh, man, those things. When they look like a big old grape.
I went to Fall Creek Falls a few years back and had one. It was right where your underwear band goes around.
Okay.
Yes. It was in that little fold right there. And that sucker was, it was not as big as a grape, but it was like a raisin that wasn't wrinkled.
Oh, it was feasting on you.
It was a fat little sucker. It was a chunky monkey.
It was like, this is Thanksgiving dinner. Yes.
I hope it didn't have Lyme disease. I didn't get no special rash or anything.
Well, and that's why all moms out there should do tick, I can't say it, tick checks.
Yeah.
You know, you line up the kids, you go ahead, they've been playing outside all day, line up kids, we're going to do a tick check.
And lice check.
You can, well, that's, yeah.
They did that in school when I was a little.
Honestly, mom should still do that now, you know. And I don't care what age you are.
It's y'all like,
you
come know, here.
Family reunion. All right, boys, line up.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Shabuzi just called and said, thank you so much. He's been really needing that.
Because he needs
some
good news.
I got you. Well, you know, in a new survey, Tom was telling us that one of the most frustrating things about summer is mosquitoes. The mosquito bites, those pesky little critters that's just ruining your day. 49% of people said they'd rather stand in an outdoor ticket line for hours than suffer from mosquito bites.
Wow, it's awful.
And then they itch for the next day or two. And then 44% of people said they'd give up social media for a month if they could avoid mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes and flies are bad now.
I hate flies too. Mm-hmm. And I live by a horse farm. You got those little green ones that are pesky.
Oh, big horse flies.
They're not. Well, there's also the little smaller ones that are green ones that are just annoying. And they are more annoying than the common house fly. That for some reason they want to get all up in your business.
Horse flies are bad. They bite hard.
They do.
You know, I don't have a big problem with flies or mosquitoes around my home.
Mm-hmm.
But I have visited friends and played in the backyard with the kids. And me and the kids come in, just eat up. Your legs just eat up.
Yeah. And then, of course, you got to spray that bug spray on you that smells really, it's not really like a perfume. It's kind of like.
I get the unscented.
What's that? Soft something? Skin soft?
Skin so soft?
Yes. Oh, remember that from childhood?
Yeah, that's from Avon.
So it smelled so good.
And it apparently kept mosquitoes away.
Mm-hmm. That was the story.
So mosquitoes, number one, out of the most frustrating things about summer. I did some more research. Sweating was number two. You're out for just a minute or two, you start to sweat. And we were talking about that. All kinds of crevices and places. Excessive heat, which I think would be along the same lines as sweating. The humidity and stickiness. So those are the top ones that people mention. They don't like to be sticky. And the humidity. You walk out sometimes, and you feel like you're walking into your oven.
Yes.
Yeah, or your dishwasher. And it's like, that's just right.
It's the dishwasher that's what we get around here.
I was walking across the street, and I'm on the grass. And I'm like, well, this ain't too bad. As soon as I stepped over into the road, you felt the heat.
The asphalt.
Yeah, just coming up.
All right, another thing that's frustrating about summer is increased number of people in my usual area. So some of like Woodruff Road or some of the more popular roads, those moms and kids are out for school, so they ain't got nothing to do. Let's go ahead and get out in the middle of the day when there's usually no traffic for us.
TJ Maxx, I love going during the week when I'm off work and I'll go and I'm like, does no one work anymore? As I am also there in the middle of the day on a Tuesday.
I'm
like, gosh, go somewhere.
I have friends that keep telling me I need to buy new clothes. I wear the same thing. And I said, as soon as the kids are back in school and everything settles down, I will get out and do some
shopping.
That
is true.
Yeah.
And by the way, I think it's no tax weekend this weekend.
You're right.
So if you want to do some clothes shopping for the kids and back to school, you might want to knock it out this weekend.
Will that work for like old man clothes that I'm getting?
I think so. I think it's all clothes.
I ain't going back to school, but I like that discount.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it works on computers too.
Yeah.
Certain items.
A lot of stuff going on. All right. So these are the most frustrating things about summer. Higher utility bills and excessive air conditioning.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so your bill, I don't know if you checked it the past couple months.
It went up.
So just
some people, like, they don't even check their bill. It's like it just automatically taken out of their
Well, that's true, but I still see it.
The other frustrating thing is the hike, but when you go into places and they've got the AC hiked way up.
Yeah.
So you're outside, you're burning up, you're sweating, and then you walk inside and you're freezing cold and all that sweat starts to dry. Oh, it's like
I'll
icicles.
Take it. Thank
I
you.
Love that feeling. It's like, you know what? When somebody's got the air blowing in their air conditioner and you're like you, in their car and you like get in, all of a sudden you put that vent right on you and your hair is blowing back like you're in a hair product commercial and you're just flipping the back.
They're communists.
Yeah. That feels so great.
I don't like that. It's too cold.
I went grocery shopping and I'm like, I should put shorts on because it's hot out. And I'm like, no, because I have a feeling. And I would have froze had I had shorts on in the grocery store.
All right. Worst part about the summer, they say that it's hard to sleep. All this hot weather. You sleep better when you're cold. But a lot of times it gets kind of hot.
That's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all sweaty underneath the covers. Sunburns mentioned, if you've had one of those lately. That's not a lot of fun. You got to lather up and put lotion all over you, which is not a lot of fun, like I've told you before. That's the one of the worst things I hate.
Well,
Now I don't have to now, but back in the day.
If you're lathering up, you're making it worse.
Well, I know, but I'm like spritzing your kids with that, and you're telling them to close your eyes, and you're spritzing these chemicals all in their face.
So now you're talking about the sunburn lotion.
Yeah.
Or not the lotion, but you're talking about sunscreen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I got sunscreen in my niece's eye one time on accident. Yeah. And the next three summers after that, she was like, T, don't put it in my eyes. I'm like, I didn't do it on purpose
the first time. It's like, I'd rather mom do it. Thank you.
So do you take the spray sunscreen and just spray it in your face?
I did back before I learned about it.
See, I do that to myself sometimes, and sometimes I'll actually spray it into my hand and rub it on my face, which is probably what you should do for kids.
They say pressure. Yeah, I know. They say pressure to do something is a frustrating part of summer.
Oh, there's nothing better when it starts to rain and you're like, oh, thank goodness.
Well, you think about the winter months. It's like, you know, people want to get out and they don't want to get out. And it's like, you got a good excuse to just stay in home and not do nothing. Like, weather's just too bad. It's too cold to get out and do something.
You get the perfect same excuse during the summer.
It's just
like, I ain't
hot?
Going out there. It's 100 degrees.
Mm-hmm. I guess.
You guess. That's like literally what my wife and I say to each other all day.
Yeah, because you can always add layers if it's cold out, but you can only take off so much before you get arrested.
Or the HOA gets involved.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
So Tori is going through an interesting time in her life. She just had her baby a few months ago. And she is getting to experience some of those moments that you have to, you know, remember the rest of your life. Some of those milestones that come along with the baby. The first time they hold their head up. The first time they hold the bottle in their hands. The first time they turn over on their own.
Stop. You're going to make me cry.
I don't even remember any of that.
Really?
No, I don't.
Well, one of these things is on the unmissable moments of our life.
Yeah.
And that is holding your newborn baby for the first time.
I do remember that.
Now, that was, I think, impactful. But for me, oddly enough, more impactful was watching my mom hold my baby for the first time. Because that just gave me this intense feeling of pride because I finally had done something that they couldn't complain about, that they were proud of.
Yeah.
And it's like, I knew at that point, I'm like, okay, I did something that they're genuinely happy for. Yeah.
Seeing my dad hold my son, because my dad is like a big mechanic kind of guy, and his hands are ginormous, and you see this itty-bitty baby in his hands. I was like, this is insane.
And you know he was like so proud at that moment. Because you've carried on his genes for another generation.
Well, she had her sister have the babies first, though.
So she had
the
first team.
He's already had that experience.
Still,
quite a
when you see your dad holding your kid,
I'm teasing.
But Tom, you had the first grandchild, right?
I did.
So of course you're going to. That's a special moment.
But it was me and my mom. I'm sure my brother felt the same way. Whenever, even though he wasn't first, I think he felt the same way when he saw them holding his daughter.
Well, and it depends too if you're the favorite child. Because it hits differently.
Well, what's good is I think my brother and I both think we're the favorite child, so we both get the benefit. They said watching your baby take their first steps is another unmissable moment in your life, but some people do miss it. It's just a matter of life.
Well, there's a big complaint, like if it's someone's at a daycare or like a babysitter and they get to see it first before the parents, that really fires them up.
I watched a video where the baby walked for the first time, but the mom was gone and the dad was FaceTiming. And she was like, no, what? what's happening? And he's like, no. And he shoves the kid down and the kid starts crying. And he was like, I panicked.
So that's like ruining him for life.
That's good.
But I guess if you are the babysitter or the daycare, just don't tell the parents.
Keep your mouth shut. That's the classy way to handle it. They said holding the keys to your first home for the first time, unlocking that door and you walk in and it's yours.
Yeah, because you don't know all that it takes to upkeep a home.
Right.
But the water there heater goes out.
But that feeling when you first get it is a cool feeling. Like, I've got my own home now. And a lot of people haven't even experienced that yet because it's so expensive to buy homes now.
I was happy with my first apartment. This is my apartment. Well, not mine. It's somebody else. I'm just paying for it every month.
My first egg crate that became my side table.
There you go.
I was so proud of that. Uh-huh. Plus, all my furniture was given to me secondhand because I didn't want to go out and spend a lot of money.
Right. Okay, this next one's a little sad. The last goodbye to a loved one. I remember saying goodbye to my grandma. Grandmother was what she was. But she had diabetes. She went into a diabetic coma. She was in the hospital, and I went to say goodbye to her and telling her what a great grandmother she was and all that stuff. And that definitely still stuck in my memory.
I can't talk about that.
Yeah. I had a best friend, and I had to do that too. And that was even tough because he was young.
Okay.
I've said goodbye to friends. I just didn't want to see them anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And that's not sad.
It's not as hard.
Okay. Right? I'll take away from emotional stuff here. Your child's first day of school. We've got a picture of my son, and he's got a backpack on that was bigger than him at the time. And he is not looking back. He's just running full speed. And there was that moment where you're like so sad, but you're also proud that they're independent, but you're sad that they didn't even look back to say like, oh no, I'm going to miss you, mom and dad. They were just like, yeah, I'm going to school.
Then you got those parents that rub it in your face because they remember to do the first picture of school every year.
That's my wife.
All of a sudden they can do the morph video, you know, and it's like the kid's growing up right in front of your face. Oh. And then, of course, you're one of those parents like me that's forgot to do that, and your kid's like, you know, you got three pictures here, and they grow up fast.
I know.
That's a quick video.
He went from kindergarten to graduation.
But I do like when they do take the pictures every year, and when they graduate, their first day of their senior year versus their first day of kindergarten. Yeah. By the way, Pickens County started today.
Wow.
So they had the first day experience today.
Mm-hmm. All right. They said falling in love for the first time and also getting broken up with for the first time. Those are moments you don't want to miss.
Well, I wish I'd have missed them.
Well, falling in love the first time is a really cool feeling. And that getting broke up with is very emotional and powerful.
Yeah. But they say that's good to go through that and get it out of the way because it prepares you for life.
It did. I did young.
Yeah. It's like, you know, because a lot of teenagers, they get broken up with and they can't handle it. It's like, you know, it's just practice. It's going to get better.
And then they said witnessing a child's first words, being told I love you and saying it back to someone, and then being proposed to or proposing to someone. Now, that one's definitely one I remember well. Partly because we did it twice.
Yeah.
I did it in front of my in-laws, and then we reenacted it in front of my parents for Christmas, and they didn't know it was a reenactment.
And I've seen both videos, and I did see the reenactment that you put on the bottom of the screen for the second one.
This is a reenactment. That's funny. It's a rerun.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Well, Tori reminded me it's International Beer Day. I thought that was your responsibility, Cato.
I thought that was yesterday.
Thought it was the day before, too, didn't you?
Last weekend.
Okay. International Beer Day. This is very interesting. So they had the study. 100 men drank 8 beers each within an hour. So
my 8 friends can drink 100 beers.
Okay, so they had men drink 8 beers each within an hour.
And 8.
After the study, 100% of the test subjects most likely did these things.
Found people more attractive.
I had some research on that, too.
Went to the bathroom.
Okay. You know what? Before you find someone attractive, they say it takes 3 beers.
Oh, then, so what happens at 8? You turn into like a Picasso painting?
I don't know.
What's happening with this?
You make a really bad judgment call.
Are these strong beers? Because, I mean, I can't drink 8 in
an
hour.
You've been training for the Beer Olympics for years.
I'm ready for that to become a sweeping up. A floor can be an Olympic sport, so can drinking.
These guys were not trained to do this, okay? It's just a normal guy that don't drink a lot probably. Okay. And so here we go. They argued over nothing. After that, after having 8 beers in an hour.
Oh, they're those kind of drunks.
Probably because they got bloated and then they were so miserable.
Uh-huh. They refused to apologize when wrong after those 8 beers.
See, people can act different when they've had a lot to drink, and they can either be really nice and fun or rude.
Okay. They became overly emotional after having that.
That happens sometimes.
It does.
You know, but you got the lovey-doveys, though, that are sitting there hugging and that go, I love you so much. I love just being around you.
Yeah, but sometimes that makes me emotional. I'll be like, girl, I love you. And then before you know it, I'm crying. I'm like, you're my best friend.
My mom told me one time we were all at the lake, and the next morning I get up, she goes, well, you were funny last night. I said, what do you mean? She goes, you were walking by going to the bathroom. You were like, I love you, Mama. I'm like, no, I did not, Mama. I'm so sorry.
So then you got the people that are not lovey-dovey, and they get like angry, and they
fight.
Argue over nothing, and they refuse to apologize. Mm-hmm. Okay, they also said they couldn't drive as well after 8 beers in an hour.
Well, you should.
Exactly. But still, that's part of the study and what they were doing.
Right.
We all know that.
Part of the study.
Well, they had to get home.
They set up a driving course.
Yeah, but that seems kind of common sense.
Yeah.
I mean, there's literally a law against it.
I mean, there's like this mad group that's been telling us this for 100 years.
Okay. They also said they failed to think rationally after having 8 beers in an hour. So all these men were having these issues. And then finally, they all had to sit while urinating after 8 beers.
Wow.
Well, you know, things start to spin. You're like, where'd that toilet go?
Yeah, you know, I do that at night anyway. But so if you go through all these things, the men, they drank 8 beers within an hour. The study said they argued over nothing. They refused to apologize when wrong. They became overly emotional. They couldn't drive. They failed to think rationally. And they had to sit while they peed.
That sounds like a wife.
Basically, they just turned into women.
Yeah. Wow. I didn't say it.
I was just kidding.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.